A prayer indeed. Halfway there, you're listening to The Brad Show on the air via Raw Radio. I am Brad Friedman, your friendly blogger, investigative blogger over at bradblog.com, and you're listening to the premiere episode of The Brad Show with in cooperation with rawstory.com. To bring you the media hellstorm known as Raw Radio. As I say, I am Brad Friedman with, half Rush Limbaugh's brain tied behind my back, the drug-soaked half, just to make it fair. This, for the moment, is listener-supported radio. We had, 24 hours warning before we were going up live on the network to learn this game. So we're paying for it all out of our own pocket. So we do appreciate your donations to help keep us on the air. I'm getting funny signals from my engineer, Ken. Once again, the George W. Bush voter who we think is trying to sabotage the entire program. Listener-supported radio for the moment. So please stop on by rawstory.com, make a donation over there. Stop by bradblog.com, make a donation there. We're trying to cut through the mainstream crap and get you some real news and tell you what's really going on out there. A couple of ads that have come in over the past hour or two sent to me by John Byrne over at rawstory.com. So let me hit a couple of those. Let's see. It's our busy season, and Reedsboro Auctioneers, longtime supporters of rawstory.com. Reedsboro Auctioneers, thank you guys for jumping in and helping us out to support The Brad Show on Raw Radio. At Reedsboro Auctioneers, they're looking to purchase the contents of estates, business liquidations, and overstock contents of garages, attics, and basements. We also pay generous finder's fees to anyone who gives us a lead that results in such a purchase. Ooh, finder's fees. You know, I get a lot of tips at the Brad blog. We'll talk to Reedsboro Auctioneers. For more information, thanks, guys. Go to www.reedsboroauctioneers.com. That's a tough address, so I'm going to spell it for you. Reedsboro, Reedsboro, auctioneers, AUCTIONEERS.com. Not a particularly radio-friendly domain name, but they're doing good work, and you can call them, which might be easier, at 802-423-9972. Thanks, guys, for supporting the Brad Show on Raw Radio. Are you sick of playing defense on gay marriage? Do you ever wonder why the good guys don't attack Republican hypocrisy? I do. BlogActive.com and Pam's House Blend, a fine blogger at PamSpalding.com. They have spotlighted Practice What You Preach, a Texas group that is taking the fight to hypocritical Republicans with a web ad that you have to see. I'm dying to see it, but I can't get any internet access here. I'll check it when I get home. Visit PracticeWhatYouPreach.org and help them put Republican hypocrites on the defensive for change. Yeah, it does seem to be Democrats who are usually on the defensive. So thank you guys for supporting us as well. We are live coast to coast and around the world via the IBC Satellite Radio Network. I'm told we're going to be repeating tomorrow, Sunday, 12 noon Eastern to 4 p.m. Eastern. So check in to that if you missed our first 2 hours. Right now, we've got on the line, if the democracy and radio gods are with us, rawstory.com's deputy managing editor and investigative journalist, Larissa Alexandrovna. Larissa, can I call you Larissa instead of Ms. Alexandrovna? Because that's really hard.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, thanks. I'm gonna read your intro here. Born in Ukraine, Larissa emigrated to the U.S. at age 7. She also served as poetry editor of the Cleveland Review and is now deputy managing editor of rawstory.com. Miss Alexandrovna is a no-nonsense reporter who has been instrumental in reporting on election issues. Her article on Claremont County, Ohio's alleged tampering, was used by Congressman Conyers as the basis for requesting an FBI investigation. You mean you reported it on Raw Story, and Congressman Conyers actually asked for an investigation?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
All right.
I mean, it was considerable evidence there. It warranted at least an investigation.
All right, we're going to talk about that in a second. Larissa, by the way, Larissa has become a very good friend over the past couple of weeks and months as we both find ourselves on a similar beat over at bradblog.com, where I've been reporting on a lot of election issues, as has she, and she's doing an incredible job at rawstory.com. So we've gotten to know each other a little bit, and one of us is probably going to give the other one some hell before this thing is over. Now,
I think we're both too tired for that.
Yeah, we should get some sleep. We'll talk about that in a second. I have to finish a bio. Larissa has also reported a great deal on topics ranging from controversial legislation to social issues to culture and the arts. She has interviewed important figures of our time and current events, including UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter, Congressman John Conyers, and Green Party presidential candidate David Cobb. I met him last week at the National Election Reform Conference. A very cool guy, very nice guy, and the first presidential candidate to endorse Velvet Revolution's Divestiture for Democracy campaign. Larissa is a nuanced poet who is known for her voracious intellect and sharp wit. We'll find out about that.
Oh, my God.
She speaks Russian fluently. She holds a B.A. in English and creative writing. Her current collection of poetry entitled Odesitka Amerikanka. How did I do?
Fairly well.
Yeah, okay.
Odesitka Amerikanka.
What's it called?
Odesitka Amerikanka.
All right. It's going to be published at the end of the year. She's also become, as I said, a very good friend over these last few months. Unfortunately, that intro was so long, we're completely out of time. Thank you, Larissa. We'll talk to you next week. No, not really. Oh, hey, let me give the phone number out if you want to talk to Larissa. 314-781-6540. You can try and get through. You may not be able to actually hear each other. Well, we'll see what happens. It's Seat of Your Pants Radio. That's why we call it Raw. And we're having a good time. Larissa, you want to talk a little bit about what's this Claremont County, Ohio thing?
Oh, that was a really, I think, one of the most conclusive kind of collection of eyewitness accounts in terms of alleged voter tampering and number games and things like that. So that you had roughly, I don't know, when I started the investigation, close to 20 witnesses. We ended up with seven who finally stayed through to the whole thing. And basically what they reported was that during the recount they had seen stickers over the little bubble next to Kerry Edwards. And
this is the recount in Ohio, right?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm tired. I'm sorry. Yes, Ohio, Claremont County. And on the ballots, there were stickers, like little white stickers over the bubble next to Kerry Edwards. And the Bush-Cheney bubble was penciled in. And then they would just feed those into the machines.
They're doing a recount. They're putting ballots into the machines.
Mm-hmm.
Bush-Cheney ballot is marked, and you're saying there's stickers over the Kerry vote.
Yeah, the exactly. And here's the thing. Nobody knows when those were put on. I mean, they could have been put on election night. Nobody knows. And during the recount, the Board of Elections director, Dan Baer, denied having any knowledge of them. However, at the certification, I think it was 2 weeks later, roughly 2 weeks later, at the certification, he publicly admitted that they were there, the stickers, that is, to cover any blotches or marks on the ballot. However, under Ohio law, you can't put anything on the ballot.
They said they acknowledged that
yes,
there were stickers, but they were to cover blotches on the ballot?
Right. That's what he said. Correct. Not blotches. I believe, I don't remember his exact wording. Maybe smudges, I think it was. But, yeah. And the thing is, it's not, you can't, under Ohio law, you can't put anything on the ballot.
Did they go through ballots one by one and put stickers on them?
Well, I mean, I don't know what they did or how it was done. I know what the witnesses, and there were many, reported seeing. One used his cell phone to sneak a picture in, or not a picture, but more of a little movie, like a 15-second clip of the stickers.
So someone took pictures,
right,
video pictures, and witnesses. These were election recount witnesses, correct?
Right,
they
right.
They signed off affidavits saying that they saw stickers on the machine, on the votes that were going into the machine.
Right. They saw stickers on the ballots. They saw stickers on the machines themselves on various buttons.
It's impossible, Larissa. This would have been all over the news if it were true.
News?
Yes. Why isn't this on the news? Why isn't this on Fox News? I don't understand.
I don't know. We should call Fox and ask. I don't know.
Okay, what about that liberal bastion, CNN, MSNBC? Why wasn't it on their news? If it's true, it would certainly be on CNN, wouldn't it?
I suppose, yes. I can't answer that question. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with the media. I do know that this is a compelling story that, at the very least, does deserve an investigation. And there was a letter sent to the FBI from the judiciary, I believe, asking for an investigation. We handed everything off in terms of the evidence that I had found during my report on this. And the FBI said they were looking into it. Problem is, they have yet to contact a single source.
You mean the people who gave you the affidavits further?
The affidavits, the witnesses, on and off the record, yeah. They haven't I've been in touch just to find out if, you know, obviously I can't, I don't want to interfere, but I was just curious to see if they had made contact, and they have not.
So they say there's an investigation ongoing, but they haven't talked to anybody.
Well, no, what they technically said was they'd look into it, and I assume looking into it means you'll talk to at least one person and try to document their take on the event. There's so many things that went on in Claremont that the stickers aren't even the entire story. It's just it's a huge amount of what appears to be tampering. Obviously, if there was an investigation, we could know one way or another, but it certainly does look suspicious, and nobody's looking into it, and so I don't even know where it is at this point.
Okay, so there you go. Something else that no one is investigating, something else that we have witnesses who have signed affidavits that nobody seems to be investigating. I guess that's why the Brad Show on Raw Radio is here, because we need to get this stuff out. I mean, you know, I don't know. A reporter recently wrote about Brad Blog and said that I had said the election was stolen. I don't know if it was stolen. I have no idea. But, I mean, I've been working on this thing for months, as you have, and surely we've seen one thing after another that is troubling, to say the least, and we're really only talking about 60,000 votes in Ohio that would have made a difference in a state of something like 8 million voters.
Well, I mean, you're in Ohio. Here's the problem. You have votes. You have issues or irregularities that are scattered, and it's hard to locate one and say, here's, you know, a problem. Florida was a clear-cut case of wrongdoing. I mean, the inspector general for the state even said, you know, that they didn't handle it correctly, the state, that is. So the fact that nobody even looked at that is bizarre. You know, I honestly don't know.
it is pretty mysterious. I've got a note here that we have a caller who wants to ask you a question. We'll see if we can actually get him through. I'm told this fellow's name is John Dean from California. Mr. Dean, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Are you on the line, sir?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I can barely hear you.
I'll speak a little louder.
You can hear him? I'll tell you what he says if I can hear him. Are you there?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, I can hear you now. Are you the famous John Dean?
No. Even though I used to get teased quite a bit when I was young about that.
All right. You have a question for Larissa Alexandrovna of Raw Story.
Yes, absolutely. Hi, Larissa. And thank you to you and Brad and everybody for getting this online. The question I want to ask is, what would you tell listeners out there as far as what can they do to help get the word out, to spread the message of what's been going on, since our news media doesn't cover it?
Great question, John. Larissa, I don't know if you could hear that. It was
not at all.
Okay. John Dean, not the Watergate-famed John Dean. One wonders if what can America do, what can people do to get these words out there, the things that you're reporting and the things that I'm reporting. Is there anything that we can do to help spread these this information?
Well, I think there is, in fact, and I did. We tried an experiment called the Paper Chase, where we asked people for a 2-week period to make an effort to print the news and have it with them wherever they go and leave it. Just leave it in your doctor's office, in your grocery store, as you're running errands. Just leave the news and bypass the problem that we're having with the delivery of the news. Because we have the news. We just need to deliver it. And I think the people can actually help in that. So, I do think there's things people can do.
Print them out. When you say the news, you're talking about, like, the real news at rawstory.com.
Well, right. Or not just Raw Story, but certainly the real news. Not, and certainly not anything, you know, politically slanted so people automatically are turned off and don't read further, but just actual real news. And, you know, on a range of topics, from election issues to Iraq to, you know, what have you. You mean, you know, you just print them out. Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
That's bizarre. I'm getting
feedback.
Yeah.
And that's welcome to the Brad Show on Raw Radio. It's the premiere episode.
Right. Well, no, it's good, actually. I like it. It's kind of, it's homey. It feels comfortable.
Oh, good.
I mean, you just print, you copy, and just have it with you. You know, people don't have to do anything extra, but could you imagine if people all over the country just started doing this?
Yep.
You know, I've been doing it locally, and it seems to be working because I see people reading it. Especially in doctor's offices where the wait is so long. I just stick it in between magazines.
So once again, the answer is paper.
Yes. We have to go back to, we have to kind of unplug from the TV. The television is not going to give you news.
Yeah, you know what? I got to say, since I started doing this, and I'm just a blogger, but even... more so, I'm just a citizen. I had no plans to get out and start reporting on all the stuff that I was reporting. I just started up a blog. So, you know, everywhere I go, I say, people, start a blog. It's free. Go to blogger.com. There you go, free ad for them. Start one up. Make noise yourself. And then pass the information when you hear news stories like those at rawstory.com, when you see those. Pass it to your friends. Link it around. Let people know what's going on, because the mainstream media is not going to do it. We're going to talk a little bit about that in the next hour with Robert Kohler from the Tribune Syndicate. But, man, it's like, who is deciding the news agenda out there? I'm seeing, you know, a week and a half of Terry Schiavo, another week of Michael Jackson, these important things. I know it's important what Michael Jackson is going to wear to court, but it seems like with stuff, you know, $9 billion missing from Iraq.
Right, and it's from one scandal to another. It's truly appalling. It's brought down the quality of news. It's brought down everyone's credibility. You know, it used to be you could turn on CNN and you would trust the news. Now I turn it on and I think, what are you saying? I know differently.
I don't even watch it anymore, to be frank. I feel like if it's not being reported, frankly, at sites like your... I mean, look, it seems to me that there's a certain pack mentality with the media, that they all want to report what everybody else is reporting. And what I was impressed about with you guys... Ooh, now I'm getting that strange feedback. What I was impressed about with you guys on Raw Story... I'm going to assume you're still there, Larissa?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. You know, is that you made the agenda. You guys reported the news that you were finding. And, you know, yeah, you will see a Michael Jackson story or something there occasionally. But it seems like you guys report what you find, not what is popular and all of the other news stations are reporting.
Well, right, because facts can't be a fad. I mean, sure, there's all sorts of things going on, but... hardcore actual facts. You can't just try them on, you know, every season as something. And no, we are driven by focusing on what we feel are important stories that need to get out. You know, certainly, I mean, election reform is one. But for instance, the Real ID Act is a huge problem because there's such a misconception about it. You know, everyone thinks it has something to do with immigration reform, which it doesn't. It has nothing to do with immigration reform. and yet you turn on Lou Dobbs, who I actually like.
CNN's Lou Dobbs.
Yeah, I do like him. I do quite a bit, but because he's his own kind of guy. But on, when it comes to the Real ID Act, he's focusing on some sort of immigration. You know, this will save us from illegal immigrants and blah blah blah. When in fact, I think he needs to read the whole bill because it is frightening. And you know, I'm really frightened of this legislation, and it's quite sad that the people are not informed about what's going on.
Oh, you know what? Don't be frightened. We're here to fight back. We're here to make noise.
No, we'll all be arrested.
Yeah.
Did you read the Real ID Act?
No. What happened? You'll be arrested for fighting back, will you?
No, it's fairly offensive in terms of what purpose it serves. I can't find one. I mean, do you know what the provisions are?
No, you know what? I don't. We're going to have to wait, I think, until after the end of the hour, after the bottom of the hour, to talk about this. We're talking with Larissa Alexandrovna.
Stop it. With my name.
I said it correctly, didn't I?
Yeah.
Wasn't that very good of me?
It was very good of me.
Thank you. You know, this is my first time hosting a radio show.
You don't say.
Yeah, can you tell?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. Anyway, try giving us a call if you want. We'll try to patch you through to Larissa after the bottom of the hour at 314-781-6540. Specifically, we're going to talk about an explosive expose that you published, what was it, 2 days ago?
Mm-hmm.
On this big, phony Baker-Carter Election Reform Commission. That seems to be the theme here today. And you know what? If we don't clean up these elections, not much else matters. So we're going to talk a little bit about that after the bottom of the hour. Larissa, I really appreciate you jumping in here and being our third guinea pig of the first show. Thanks a bunch. We're going to be back after the bottom of the hour. Hang in there, Larissa. You're listening to The Brad Show.
Radio.
There you go.
Radio.
Thank you.
Red Show on the air via Raw Radio. We're here with RawStory.com reporter Larissa Alexandrovna. We're going to talk a little bit about this Baker-Carter Commission scam, the American Center for Voting Rights scam, front groups, phony commissions. We'll talk a little bit about that in a second. I want to throw out another shout-out to yet another Bradshaw sponsor that has come in the last few hours. Thank you, guys. We are listener-supported until we get ads left and right to help pay for all of this. So for those of you who have jumped in, we really appreciate it. Case Ohio, caseohio.org, the Citizens Alliance for Secure Elections, and we've been working with them over at velvetrevolution.us. They're great. They're a nonpartisan statewide grassroots association of volunteers that advocates for fair and accurate elections. Go figure. They want fair and accurate elections. And they support a voter-verified paper audit trail. Yeah, it seems to make sense. Larissa, well, we'll talk in a second. Case Ohio is located on the Internet at caseohio.org. It's pretty amazing, Larissa, in this country that we actually have what's become known as a pro-democracy movement.
Yeah, so, it's bizarre. It's truly bizarre.
We're going to talk about this Baker-Carter Commission in a second. I think we have a caller. Do we have a caller that we can get? Oh, I hear someone coughing. So,
hello.
Hey, is that Mark in Philadelphia?
Yes.
Hey, Mark. Welcome to the Brad Show. I think you can ask Larissa a question, although I think she can't hear you. But hey, it's our first episode, so what do you expect? How can I help you, Mark?
Hi. It's not a problem at all, and I want to thank you guys for being on the air. I think this is great.
Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to say that I wanted to thank her. She's the one that did the story on that on Raw Story the other day. Thank her very much for writing that. And I think this is the issue, that no matter what happens and no matter how bad the corruption gets in this administration or any administration, as long as the people in power control everything with the elections, there's nothing really that can be done, no matter how outraged we get. And I'm just wondering what can be done specifically to hold these people accountable. You can do an article online, but it doesn't really do anything. I'm just wondering what can be done.
Mark, thank you. I will ask her, because apparently I have to repeat everything. You couldn't hear that, could you, Larissa?
Not at all. I hope you wrote it down.
Yeah, well, I got it a little bit. Hey, thanks, Mark. Really appreciate you calling in here, and please spread the word about Brad Show. We're going to be back next Saturday night, I think, come hell or high water, unless they cancel us before then. Hey, it could happen. Anyway, thanks for the call, Mark.
Thank you.
Mark was wondering, Larissa, first, he thanks you for your story on the Carter Baker Commission that you busted open this week. I think it was Thursday.
Right.
So he thanks you for getting the word out about that. He wonders, once again, everybody's asking, what the heck can we do about this, and how do we hold these guys accountable? Actually, before you answer that question, let's talk a little bit about this Baker-Carter story that you busted open on Thursday. Can you tell us what that's all about?
Well, it's basically they've set up James A. Baker III and President Carter set up a commission at America University to discuss election reform.
Now, let me get this straight, though. James A. Baker III, would that be the same James A. Baker who in 2000 was leading the effort for Bush-Cheney 2000 to try and keep the votes from being counted?
Yes, that would be the same James Baker. It would also be the same James Baker who was in the administration of the first George Bush. It would be the same one whose law firm is defending the Saudis against the claims of the 9/11 victims.
Okay, but most notably in this case, he stopped the votes from being counted, and now he and Jimmy Carter are heading up a blue ribbon National Election Reform Commission.
Right, and it's actually interesting to note that during the 2000 election, by the way, it was Bolton, our soon-to-be UN ambassador, who stopped the recount in Florida. So, yes, this is that James Baker and Jimmy Carter, and they're holding a reform. It's truly a bizarre kind of situation because they're holding hearings essentially in a small room, and the public has to sit in a completely different area, the K Center, which I believe is an auditorium that holds 250 people, and they get to watch it via video feed.
So they're not even being, so we're having a Blue Ribbon Commission, like the 9/11 Commission, in a sense.
Well, I don't know about that, but okay.
Well, it's a panel of esteemed experts, with former President Carter sitting at the top on one side, and former Secretary of State James A. Baker sitting on the other, and they're going to have a commission to look into the election of 2004 and how to make changes. And as a matter of fact, Jimmy Carter said that one of the mandates of this commission, which was, as you pointed out, secretly formed, is to...
I don't remember pointing that out.
Oh, really? Then I
don't think it was secret.
I must have pointed it out then.
Yes, yes, because I don't believe I've ever uncovered that it was secretly formed. Yeah.
Well, when I say that it was secretly formed, nobody outside of the people who ended up on the commission seemed to have known about it. You know, I've been doing a lot of work at Velvet Revolution with about 100 election reform and election reform and voting rights groups.
Right.
None of us knew about this commission, and it just came out of nowhere. There was another group that knew about this commission.
Right.
Named the American Center for Voting Rights, ironically
right.
enough. You want to talk about them a little bit, Larissa?
Yeah, apparently this group, ACVR, came on the scene about a month ago, and it's headed by, I'm so tired. It's headed by election attorney Mark Hearn, who was, of course, also the election attorney for the Bush-Cheney campaign. He's been the election attorney for Roy Blunt. I mean, he's been in a lot of kind of election issue cases representing the Bush-Cheney and their various counterparts on the local level.
Right, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. I've only gotten like 2 hours of sleep in the last.
Yeah, you do that a lot, don't you? You call me, it's like 3 in the morning, and
right.
you're in Florida, and you say, "Hey, Brad, I'm going to get some coffee. I'm breaking a big story at 3
right.
o'clock in the morning." She's
well, you know,
there's
only two journalists at Raw, so we take turns sleeping, and this was my week.
All right, I see. Well,
yeah,
wake up. We've got a democracy to save here.
Right, exactly. Basically, this guy and another fellow by the name of Jim Dyke, who, this is not speculation. Jim Dyke is, in fact, considered by many to be the new kind of Segretti, the new dirty trickster. Don Segretti was famous during the Watergate trial.
Right, not to mention Jim Dyke happens to be the Republican, the communications director for
right,
the RNC.
Right, for the National, right,
so
right.
Jim Dyke and Mark F. Thor Hearn, he calls himself Thor.
Yeah, well.
they formed a nonpartisan voting rights group called the American Center for Voting Rights.
Correct, and it's important to note that Dyke is also the one who's known for the AstroTurf letters, where he makes it look like there's more people than there are on a grassroots level for any particular topic. He's been involved in handing out those remember those Purple Heart bands?
Yep.
Yeah.
Band-aids, the John Kerry Purple Heart band-aids that they passed out at the
right, exactly. And he recently set up a Social Security lobby website. So clearly he's not someone who is looking to election reform as he is to loyalty to the party that he's representing.
Yeah, right. And
so you've got...
Yeah,
yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that these guys came out with... Apparently, they appeared out of nowhere on March 17th.
Right.
And at BradBlog, I was able to report that just 3 days later, they testified before a congressional hearing. I believe it was U.S. House Administrative Committee.
Right, Bob Ney of Ohio.
Yeah, it smells like Gannongate, Talon News to me, where this group came out of nowhere. And 3 days later, They were testifying before Congress as the only voting rights group.
Right.
To testify.
And well, they were testifying along with Kenneth Blackwell. So, yes, it was. They were the only, astonishingly, out of all of the groups and very credible groups that are out there on both sides. This group that came out of nowhere was the only one to testify. And of course, Bob Ney was, you know, heading this. So. And he's from Ohio, and so and of course he ties into DeLay and Abramoff. So yes, it's like Gannongate, but it's truly, even if possible, more bizarre than that.
It is bizarre, and you know, I want to talk a little bit about the commission itself, because these guys, this ACVR, and pardon me, but it really, really ticks me off that they come out, call themselves voting rights advocates.
Right.
They testified, by the way, did not even mention that they were Bush Cheney, the general counsel for Bush Cheney 04, and the communications director for the RNC. Instead,
right.
Thor Hearn,
and dirty tricksters.
Thor Hearn says he's a longtime voting rights advocate. Now, the reason really ticks me off is because this is almost to the day the 40th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act, which was put in place by Lyndon Johnson after people in this country were killed, were murdered, fighting for the right to vote. And we have kids all over, pardon me, I need to rant a little bit.
Okay,
for a second.
Okay, go ahead and rant. I'll
these people, have some coffee. These people are now, you know, sending kids all over the world, not just kids, but, you know, adults with wives and husbands and children and businesses, theoretically sending them out to fight for voting rights and democracy around the world, when in this country we've got these phonies, these phony front groups like the American Center for Voting Rights, led by Jim Dyke and Mark Thor, these hard right Republican partisans calling themselves 501c3 tax exempt. They're using tax exempt dollars, guys. We're going to talk about it after the break. I'm sorry I went off on my rant there, Larissa. We're going to be back in another
minute. There's a lot to cover, so
yeah,
no more rant.
All right, Brad Show on Raw Radio. We have an extra minute.
Man, oh, goody.
That's once again Ken, the George W. Bush voter, my engineer, purposely trying to throw this entire show off.
Well, it's not working.
Excuse
me,
sir.
Let me say quickly about
Mr. Hearn,
ACVR.
By any chance? All right.
Let me quickly just insert this about ACVR. To get known,
he says it's not his fault. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. ACVR, you got 30 seconds. What?
Yeah. ACVR, they had to get out. They had to get known and recognized and established. So they turned to, they went to Cybercast News Service, which is a highly dubious kind of news service provider. They're the ones intimately connected with the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth.
Yeah, and the editor and founder of that is actually Jim Dyke's friend and partner over at the RNC. They work together in the communications office.
Right. So, yes. This is a maze, and
hold on to that maze, Larissa. We're going to do it after. Sorry. This is Brad Show on Raw Radio.
Raw Radio. Radio.
Together. The Brad Show on the air via Raw Radio. Thank you guys, everybody out there, for tuning in today to our premiere flight of The Brad Show on Raw Radio. We're talking to Larissa Alexandrovna, investigative journalist from rawstory.com. And you know what? We're taking calls at 314-781-6540. But I don't want to keep anybody holding if we can get them patched in, since we don't have an 800 number yet. We'll get one. So George from Framingham, Mass. Is out there. George, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, George. Well, you can hear me, but I can't hear you. Go figure. George, you have a question for Larissa?
No, I just wanted a compliment on Brad on the show.
Oh, I'll tell Brad. Thank you, George. What do you like about Brad on the air?
Well, I've been tracking him since essentially November 2nd. and I read him almost every day, if not every day.
Well, thank you.
And the fact that this is his first show is certainly not evident. It appears like he's been doing this forever.
Hey, thank you, George. Actually, I'm Brad, and
oh, you're
I've been
Brad.
Talking, yeah.
Oh, hi, Brad.
Hi, George.
I've exchanged emails with you a couple of times, and I've made some entries into the Brad blog on a couple of occasions.
Yeah?
But I just wanted to thank you for, you know, what you're doing, and the show, you know, the radio show?
Yeah.
I can't believe how professional it sounds.
Oh, thank you. We fooled you. I appreciate it. George, thanks for calling in. Thanks for your support at bradblog.com. And please spread the word about the Brad Show. We're repeating, I'm told, we're repeating at the same place, rawstory.com. We'll have a direct link, or you can go to, where is it here, ibcradio.com tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern. That's 9 on the West Coast. So let folks know if they missed today's wacky show that they can tune in there. Thank you, George. I really appreciate it.
Your writing is excellent, and the show is also excellent, certainly for somebody who's never done this before.
Thank you, brother. I hope we'll get better if they don't cancel us, but I think we will be back next Saturday. So thanks for calling in. I appreciate it, George.
Keep working to cancel the administration, please.
We're going to do what we can, hold the bad guys, hold their feet to the fire. Thanks, George.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, Larissa, that was all about me. You wouldn't care. That was
okay,
all
yeah,
about
that's
me.
Fine.
Yeah, I know. You wouldn't care.
No, I don't.
I figured as much. Where were we? We were talking about
Baker's Daughter. On the maze.
Yeah, we were on the maze. And you know what? We've only got, about 2 or 3 or 4 minutes left. I'm just guessing. I'm flying blind here. Don't
no,
even
No, about 4 minutes, so we should really.
4 minutes? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me know. What about this maze, this Baker Carter Commission maze?
Okay, well, we were on ACVR. ACVR, where we left off last before you ran, is they turned to Cybercast to kind of get publicized.
Right.
And next thing you know, they're testifying, and next thing you know, they're invited to this commission. Now, while I did verify with the commission's press office that, in fact, these people, the ACVR was invited, when I got to the higher-ups after the article ran, they're saying, no, ACVR is not at all involved. They won't be there. They have nothing to do with it.
ACVR is not involved with this Baker-Carter commission?
Yes.
Well,
I mean,
that's not true, is it?
Well, I mean, Here's the problem. When there are very conflicting stories, okay, I do genuinely believe that Carter is attending this in good faith. I also genuinely believe that the Carter Center is not quite sure how to address this because he had resigned, and so if he's going. You know, they're not sponsoring this or in any way related to it, but because Carter's going, there's a lot of confusion. So it's hard to know what is actually going on. We do know that, for example,
You know what? We only have 30 seconds for us.
Okay, John Conyers was not invited to be as a panelist, and many, many voting rights.